The Daily News article audio. Today in business, is Enron back? If it's a joke, some former employees aren't laughing. An elaborate parody appears to be behind an effort to resurrect Enron, the Houston-based energy company that exemplified the worst in American corporate fraud and greed, after it went bankrupt in 2001. If its return is comedic, some former employees who lost everything in Enron's collapse aren't laughing. Once the nation's seventh-largest company, Enron filed for bankruptcy protection on December 2, 2001, after years of accounting tricks could no longer hide billions of dollars in debt or make failing ventures appear profitable. The energy company's collapse put more than 5,000 people out of work and wiped out more than $2 billion in employee pensions. Its aftershocks were felt throughout the energy sector. On December 2, 2024, the 23rd anniversary of the bankruptcy filing, a company representing itself as Enron announced in a news release it was relaunching as a company dedicated to solving the global energy crisis. It also posted a video on social media, advertised on at least one Houston billboard, and took out a full-page ad in the Houston Chronicle. Signs point to the comeback being a joke. In the terms of use and conditions of sale on the company's website, it says the information on the website about Enron is First Amendment-protected parody, represents performance art, and is for entertainment purposes only. Former employee Diana Peters said she and some other former employees are upset and think the relaunch was in poor taste. If it's a joke, it's rude, extremely rude. And I hope that they realize it and apologize to all of the Enron employees, Peters said. Peters, 74, said she is still working in information technology because I lost everything in Enron, and so my social security doesn't always take care of things I need done. But Sharon Watkins, Enron's former vice president of corporate development and the main whistleblower who helped uncover the scandal, said she didn't have a problem with the joke because comedy usually helps us focus on an uncomfortable historical event that we'd rather ignore. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.